Okay, let's do one on Ida, I-D-A-S-P-E-L-L-M-A-N, Spellman. This is a 97-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of recent fall, head injury. And confusion. Period. In the paragraph, apparently the patient was in the emergency room after she sustained a fall, had a bruise to her face. She was found to be quite confused, having visual hallucination. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. Noted to have volume depleted. Large gluteus maximus intramuscular hematoma was noted. Patient's past medical, patient has a history of bladder spasm, depression, anxiety, volume overload, period. Patient also has a history of chronic anemia. HNH was 10 and 32 in the emergency room. The C-spine CT scan showed no acute findings, but severe multiple canal stenosis noted. The CT of the head shows no acute findings in the emergency room. Severe arthritis was noted in both shoulders. Patient subsequently was sent home with hospice care with history of end-stage dementia. Patient is ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Has lost tremendous amount of weight. Mental status has definitely worsened. At times, not even oriented to person from the report findings, and has shown definite decline in her condition at age 98. In the past few months or so, patient is no longer able to ambulate, of course. Thank you. One second, let me see if there's anything else I need to add to it. Other medical diagnosis includes history of kidney disease, history of breast cancer, severe DJD. Also, patients hospital patients office records from Dr. THANHNGO reveals that patient has had progressive worsening of her dementia in the past few months to years? Thank you. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live and is hospice appropriate. Thank you.